go and see. And they came to the Jamuna and told Durvasa Upavasi. And the Jamuna was calm and they prospered. Then, eating so much, he said that I am fasting. And the Krishna also playing with the gopis, they say, I am Brahmacharya. Then what is the thing underlying? How to read this? Hatta vishayamam lokan nohanti nohi vajjhati. Yasya nahankritu bhavu buddhi yasya nalipati. Hatta vishayamam lokan nohanti nohi vajjhati. The basis of thought is such principle. One who has got not selfish motive, he destroying the whole universe do not do anything. Not responsible for that destruction. It is a plane, it is a position particular. That means that I am totally an instrument. No starting egoistic action in me. I am wholesale and an instrument, nimitta mātraṁ bhava-sabhva-sāthīṁ. The central power is, the wave is coming from there. I am only an instrument to that. That plane, that position is possible to be taken by any separate agency. In that, one can eat, he may not eat. So Krishna's lila with the gopis, it is not like the enjoyment reactionary, victim to reactionary enjoyment. It is divine. It is service. Everything is service there. Nothing is enjoyment in that locality, in that plane. Everything is approached in the spirit of service, dedication, both the parties. Both the parties, the men and women, they mixed, but with the spirit of dedication, not with the filthy spirit of exploitation. Exploitation, that is the nasty thing. Otherwise, it is as holy as anything. If anything is approached with that possibility, that spirit, that divine spirit, it is as holy as anything. We have to understand, we have to feel, we have to follow, try to follow how it is possible. Dedication is such. It is pure, and the vilas, the movement may be similar, not same. Like this kama, but not this kama, not lust. But it is love. Because sacrifice, self-sacrifice. Not a party to do anything wrong in the environment. That is the key to understand what is that pure land. Here is the thing. All play, in the player spirit, venomless, no venom. No venom, biting, but no venom, rather nectar. Instead of venom, there is nectar biting. It is possible. The land of that holy dream. Everything is possible, but only instead of venom, there must be nectar. It is possible. To do and approach everything. The gradation of purity is going on in that way. Prostitution, marriage union, and that also under strict condition. Prajanaschasmi kandatpa, praja prajayano rottai. The restriction to follow. In this way, the purity is going about. And sensualism, that is bad. as much as it is so much bad, are going purer, in that way, and there, whole self pure, and that is the frame of the highest type. We have to understand in that way. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Am I clear?
Yes.
To certain extent. Not whole self possible. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Do you follow?
Yes,
Maharaj. Yes. All holy things. Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Gaur Hari Bol.
That's it, Maharaj. In the...
When once from Delhi and Bengali higher officer abused Bhagavatam with this remark that Bhagavatam deals with this immoral, nasty things about the God of this thing. Then our Guru Maharaj was was present that time. Then three opposition articles were issued against that. One, Dharam Das from Bombay, he drew attention that in a particular paper that Bhagavatam has been abused with this remark, that it is, the God is connected with filthy things and this. Then three articles were issued in different papers from our side, from our Guru Maharaj, one in the name of Anarag Bhagat, another that Dr. Sambit, who is barrister now, he was at that time student in London, and another by the name of Ban Maharaj, three articles. There, Guru Maharaj pointed out that these things, suppose a doctor, when he is engaged to examine the private part of a lady and apply some medicine, is he nasty so much? The method or approach makes this nasty or pure. If for chikitsa, for treatment, this approach is necessary. Is it filthy, wrong, abusing? If it is not so, then from this we can, that approach and handling may not always be nasty with a particular thing. According to the mentality of the approach, that may be laudable and useful to him to cure a disease in particular part. We can support that with whole heart. That approach may not be filthy. So there is a more higher and higher approach to everything is possible. Only our enjoying spirit, aggressive speech is to be blamed, and not the physical approach. So in this way we have to come. This is also very material, but still the comparatively purity is to be found there, and that is so high, and that is the real fulfillment of everything, and here misuse of everything. So, kaam prame bahut antar, the great distance between the two, one is dark, dense darkness, another is holy light. Gaur Hari, I stopped today, what's the time? 10. Vikri jang vajavadhi viri jang ca vishnu, sadhana, you can understand the approach of Krishna to everything properly, then we are cured of that disease, great disease, rather the greatest disease, like kama, lust. It is a medicine in the beginning, and in the highest form, it is all blissful. Gaurvaitmitai. Did you see the tamarind tree?
Yes, Maharaj.
Under which Mahaprabhu took rest.
Yes.
I don't know whether that tamarind tree is still living there.
Yes, it is.
Tamarind tree. The first group of Srimati and Gaur Nityananda there. When Mahaprabhu Nityananda went to visit Gauridas Pandit, Gauridas Pandit is Subal Sakha in Vrindavan. Consider. And there is a very beautiful and mysterious story of the Srimurti there. When Gauranga and Nityananda went there, the Gauridas Pandit did not allow them to come. I want to install you, you will stay here. Yes, you will install. Two Srimurtis were prepared. And they had put Abhishek and Gauridas Pandit again began to cry. You are going away. No, no, our Srimurtis, we are there. No, no, I don't believe that you are this. Then you keep up there. So, Gaur Nityananda was there in the room, installed, and the two murtis were put outside, and they began to go away. Then he again, oh, you have removed it in any way. I am a stupid man, you have managed to come out of the room and put the murtis there. Then again they asked, whatever you like, you put into the room, and they put others outside. Again it was changed. And again, when he was now we go, the outside murtis began to walk. This way the story has been described there. What is what? What is what? Everything is hallucination in this world. Subjective control. The magician can show anything and everything. The master magician is playing. Playing with the eyeball. With the mind, with intelligence, he is playing. Not outside so much. You see this? Yes, I see. No, no, it is not that, it is that third thing. Yes, it is a third thing, in this way. I am fuller in the subjective conception. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Will power. Let there be water, there was water. Let there be light, there was light. The creation in our eye, so rigid thing, but to him it is sweet will. It is sweet will to create anything, so rigid thing to create, his will. Simple will, simple sweet will can create, can make us see. Control the seer, the looker, the world is such. not that the world has produced us, but we are producing the object of our world. The world is in the mind, not that mind is in the world. Birthplace is there. The world in subtle form in the mind, mental system, and then that is much developed comes from the senses, or beyond the senses, which comes. When Dhruva, after meditation, he saw Narayana in his mind. The Narayana has appeared and they captured his mind. Then it was so intense, when he opened his eye, he saw Narayana Murti on outside. Inside and outside. What is the difference? More intense, it comes outside. Sometimes in our dream, we might have such experience, someone, that as if we hear something, that someone is saying this in the ear, I hear. When half awakened, we sometimes hear from dream, it is converted into reality. We hear some sound. I saw some sound and I woke up. Who called me? None called me. From the dreaming stage, that subtle sound, when it is very intense, it comes in the outside. So vision also can be transformed in such a way. When the vision is, when any idea I am seeing is very much intensified, we can see as if on the eye, just in front of the eye. So everything is possible. When more intense, subtle things transformed into gross. What we say gross. Hare Krishna. I am told that one French gentleman, he is saying in the scientist world that the sight comes through the eye. There is something in the eye which helps us to see outside. Because what we see, that is in the eye. Within the eye. The color is in the eye. In our Sankhya philosophy also, the essence of sound, the ether, ear, and sound. Then sun, eye, and the color. In this way, it is divided into three. One principle divided into three, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. Three branches. Tamasic, objective. Rajasic, the instrumental. And the sattvic, which helps to have the experience of that light. Sun is sattvic, eye is rajasic, and the color is tamasic, the objective side. So also sound, that is the touch, everything is like three branches. One thing branched into three lines. One showing, another seeing, another is sight. In this way, all divided. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given this idea in Krishna Sanghita, Sri Krishna Sanghita. If you go through Sri Krishna Sanghita, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described all these things from the Upanishad and the Sankhya philosophy. Hare Krishna, that is a very scientific book. On the basis of science, spiritual truth has been distributed. Gaurhari, Gaurhari. Then from Kalla, did you go to Shantipur?
Yes, Maharaj.
Yes.
To the house of Sri Advaita Prabhu.
Advaita Prabhu?
Yes.
And nearby that Kuriya Haridas Prabhu's Bhajan Koti? You didn't see?
No, Maharaj.
A little far, Haridas Thakur, on the banks of the Ganges, in a heart he used to take Harinam. And there Maya Devi went to test him, and afterwards Maya Devi begged Harinam from Haridas Thakur. Udbe ami Ram Nam Paya Chishi Bhaite, Ede Krishna Nam Loite, Amar Mon Haido Krishna Nam Loite. I got Ram Nam from Mahadev Shiv, my husband. Now, hearing you to chant Krishna Nam, so sweet, my heart aspires after getting Krishna Nam from you, Harida. That Kuriya, that is also Puriya, nearby. But that's 2 miles off on the southern side of Shantipur town. Something like that. Old bed of Ganges. Gaurhari, Gaurhari, Gaurhari.
Maharaj?
Yes.
At the temple of Gauridas Pandit, we were shown a piece of a Bhagavad Gita that is said to have belonged or was handwritten by Mahaprabhu.
Huh?
At the one temple of Gauridas Pandit, we were shown a particle of from the handwritten Bhagavad Gita of Mahaprabhu.
Handwriting of Mahaprabhu?
Yes.
We did not know. Mahaprabhu's handwriting Bhagavad Gita, we did not hear of it. It is not mentioned anywhere in the authentic scripture. But the Paduka of Mahaprabhu is shown in the temple, Mahaprabhu temple here in Navadvi. The wooden shoe.
Yes.
Sandal, not shoe, wooden sandal.
That is in Janmastan Yoga Pit?
No, it is here in Mahaprabhu's temple. Vishnu Priya, she installed Mahaprabhu's Sri Murti. And that was removed when, by the flow of the Ganges, that site was being broken. They came to this side with the Sri Murti. And there, that sandal, wooden sandal, what was given by Mahaprabhu to Vishnu Priya, that is shown here. Hare Krishna.
Guru Maharaj, were those shoes given before Mahaprabhu took sannyas or after?
After sannyas, Mahaprabhu came here and went to see his own house on the other side, and then just in the front of his house he stood. And Vishnupriya, covering her body, whole self, she fell straight in front of Mahaprabhu's Srimati. He came out of the house and fell straight there. And Mahaprabhu put those two wooden sandals there and asked, console yourself with this, and he ran, he went away. It's not. Have consolation with these two sandals. So he left those two sandals there and he went away. Then Vishnupriya, he Ayuk and took those, got up and took those sandals. And she used to worship them as long as she lived. Then he lived with his brother. Brother was Shachi Devi, disappeared, and her brother was her guardian, and they gradually removed this side, Mahaprabhu. Vishnupriya wanted to have Mahaprabhu Srimati, but the carpenter, he prepared it and used to show, but she was not satisfied fully. The third time, we are told, when she took the murti, Vishnupriya suddenly took her head cloth, joy, as if living Mahaprabhu is at her front. And that Mahaprabhu is was here.
At the same temple. This deity is still at the same temple.
It must have been changed, but still that continuation is there. That's the Jagannath Puri. Every 12 years, Srimurtis are changed. But it is in accordance with that same, we have to take it. Representative. His will, word is law, wish is law, reality. His wish is reality. Paper, ink, and that may become document. How? Crores of rupees document on the paper and the ink outside. What more? A stamp? But crores of rupees, crores of dollars may represent one slip of paper. Why? How? The will behind.
Hari Krishna. He died.
Also, some pastimes are spoken at Goridas Pandit's temple about the murtis, about Sri Gornitai. These are authentic stories?
Yes.
Are you have told
authentic stories. And that was the first Srimurti.
They have not changed.
Change may take place, does not matter. But still continue, I told you. Yes. Jagannath Puri, every 12 years, Murti changed. But that does not matter. We have to understand how. And I gave the example behind. The will is there.
I am there. I represent that ink, document, guarantee. It is going on. A treaty is signed by both the parties. The will behind. The guarantee. The guarantee is with the party, with the person, with the spirit, not in the matter. Everything is such. The gold is gold because we have got recognition for that. But gold has not value amongst the jackals and tigers. Because human society gives some importance to gold, but this is gold. Otherwise, to a bird or a beast, gold has got no value. Everything is like that. Material representation has got no value according to the demand of the subjective world. It is only prithibhu representation. As long as we admit, admission comes from subjective world. This is valuable, this is non-valuable, this is necessary, this is unnecessary, all calculation from the subjective world. Otherwise, what value this has got? All relative. Oxygen has value to us, but to the trees, carbon dioxide is valuable, the opposite. All relative. Subject is all in all. Without matter, subject can live. But matter, material conception always dependent on subjective plane. Everything presupposes consciousness. The theistic school has got this the atom bomb against the atheist. Whatever you say, this iron, the fossil, what is fossil? Fossil means hard, fossil means black, or something that presupposes subject. Subjective conception. The fossil is nothing but a cluster of subjective conceptions. So, any material existence presupposes subjective substance, cannot be independent. So here the atheist, they have to come down. All floating on the subjective consciousness. Consciousness is the reality, and everything is floating on it. And the consciousness can live independently, in introspection. Consciousness can feel consciousness. It makes its object. Hegel also told, subject and object correlated. No object that can be without the help of the subject. And also no subject can exist without object. The thinker must have something to think, that is the object. And the object means someone is thinking of it, a correlative. But Consciousness can feel itself, but the object cannot do so. Independent of our consciousness, something is there. Some star is there, whom no consciousness is conceiving. We may think there may be some star none has visited, none has conceived. But it must be in the universal consciousness. Whenever you assert that it is the star in the farthest corner, in the independent any consciousness is no. Star has got some description, and the description means state of consciousness. No independent existence of matter is possible. Gaur Hari Bol, yes. Consciousness is independent, rather. Different gradation in consciousness. Hari, Satchit, Anandam. Ananda is more graphic, more extensive, more comprehensive. Rasa, Shanti, Sukh. Everyone aspires after. It is so comprehensive that none can say that I don't want any blissfulness. I don't want any happiness. None will say. None can say. So it is all comprehensive, including the most acute type of atheist. So, yes, I want happiness. Everyone says, in his argument, all these methods, I want happiness. Everyone will say. The most comprehensive thing is Anandam, Satchidanandam, next Chinma, Chetan. But we are accustomed to think just in the opposite way. We think that material existence is infinite and a part is there conscious, and even very few of consciousness are happy. So happiness is the smallest in amount, and consciousness is more spacious, and the material conception is huge, infinite. But just the opposite. Satchit Anandam, Rasu Visha, all Rasu. Now the question is, if all is Rasa Anandam, then how this sorrowness can come? If infinite is God, then how this Maya can come in a small portion? That will be, the problem will be the opposite. If light is everywhere, then how darkness can come? How ignorance can come? So it has been explained that these are the potencies, interdependent, correlative. Without darkness, light cannot be conceived. So darkness is there. Tatastha Shakti, Maya Shakti is there. It is correlative. In the absolute consideration, it is necessary. Negative, positive, both. One whole, conditioned, unconditioned, together, absolute. Finite, infinite, together, absolute. The conception of absolute requires, conception of light requires darkness. this way. But darkness is desirable, light is desirable, than darkness. That is towards Sarta Anandam. And this is ignorance, darkness. It is far from Anandam. So Ananda Ras, that is the most comprehensive and most universal. And most desirable. Sinnanta Vishi Amitasya Buddha. Oh, you child of nectar, please give your ears to me. Assurance. The word of assurance of your future prospect come back and attain. Hear from me, who are you? What do you want? Your respiration is to be satisfied here, my children. Sinnanta Vishi Amitasya Putra. Oh, you all, you are child of nectar, child of immortality. You are all immortal. But now your problem is mortality everywhere. You find one mortality is the greatest danger of you, greatest enemy of you. But inherently you are not so. You can be saved. Really, you are sons of the divine soil, not mortal. Back to Godhead. Back to home. The clarion call. Back to home. Come to colonize, but suffering from reaction. Let us go home. Neglected your duty and come to enjoy some special freedom. But you are mistaken. Come back. Come back and back to Godhead. Back to home. Sweet, sweet home. Sweet, sweet home. And whom? Who will hear it? To whom such words, such advice is given? Those that have got that capacity to catch these words, the advice. Otherwise, everyone deaf ears through this call will come to give importance to such call. A particular